Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's Election Eve. According to Political Data Inc., which tracks mail-in ballots in the state, roughly a fifth of ballots have been turned in. That's about 20%, which makes up more than 4 million returned ballots. The largest voting bloc showing up so far, those 65 and older, making up about 41% of ballot returns as of midnight. The age group at the bottom, those 18 to 34, just 7% of the electoral pie slice. But despite the single-digit percentile a day before the midterm, there has been a push to fire up enthusiasm for the youngest generation of voters. Cap Radio's Srishti Prabha discusses the outreach and the challenges with mobilizing first-time and younger voters leading up to November 8th. Good morning, Srishti.
Good morning, Vicky.
So this year, what does voter outreach in Sacramento County, why does it matter, and has it stayed consistent with other elections?
So during June's primary election, less than 39% of Sacramento County's registered voters went to the polls, which is one of the lowest turnouts in the past few election seasons. And even just looking generally at California for the general election in 2020, we had a lower turnout than most states, even though we had a high turnout on average over all election seasons. I think people kind of don't think of the midterm elections as seriously as they do the general elections. So we're seeing that even in a considerably Democratic state like California, the local races and measures can be a toss-up. And personally, I've been seeing in Sacramento County, the local school board races have candidates with support on both ends of the political spectrum. And if you just look one county over at Placer County, you have more registered Republicans than registered Democrats. So these elections really matter. The outreach department of Sacramento County has been doing in-language material voter outreach in zip codes with low voter turnout. This is based off of some 2020 data, some 2017 data. You know, they're consistently taking data. Usually the Sacramento County Outreach Department has these mock elections that they run at high schools throughout Sacramento County, but actually this time they're not doing them. And so when I was talking to them, they were letting me know that students have been independently reaching out to the county for voter registration drives at their school. So, you know, the kids are doing the work at this point.
Yeah, there's actually like a want and a need there. And we'll get to kind of those mock elections in just a few minutes. But, you know, we're also talking about registration, but that's just one piece, because while good, it doesn't necessarily lead to actually turning in a ballot. A midterm election, as you said, the turnout is typically lower than presidential election years. What are younger voters feeling right now?
So though 18 to 24-year-olds only make up 7.6% of Sacramento County's population, young people actually represent 12% of the county's registered voters, which means that we have an increased interest in voting. So the Public Policy Institute of California also finds that these young people tend to be a little bit more Democratic, or they vote independently. Eric McGee told me that young voters are actually some of the least reliable voters, and he's one of the senior fellows at PPIC. So he's seeing that you need sustained engagement for, you know, voter participation. His peer, an associate survey director at PPIC, Dean Bonner, follows up with kind of the why. Why are they unreliable?
Younger voters are just less enthusiastic about voting, which kind of in many cases may lead them to be less enthusiastic about voting overall. But I always say that in California today, where every voter is sent a ballot, I'm not sure how much enthusiasm is needed to just fill it out and return it.
Yeah. So while we're talking about a lack of enthusiasm, you also like led with our conversation saying that there are youth who want these registration drives and that mock elections have kind of taken a back seat or been paused in Sacramento County. And that's surprising. I mean, why have mock elections at schools? Why weren't they happening this election cycle in Sac County?
So I asked the outreach department this question, and they were saying they were understaffed, and so they were unable to run these mock elections. And these mock elections are incredibly have a positive impact on these young voters. And
it's
actually
like a test drive.
Exactly. And they make these mock elections exactly like as if you were voting. So, you know, the polling booths look the same. The county provides, you know, all of the different materials that you would normally get at a polling booth. So it's proven to increase engagement. And I just think that because there isn't a lot of coverage given to midterm elections in the same way that general elections are given, sometimes these things do take a backseat. And when I was speaking with teachers, you know, they were telling me how they were introducing civic engagement through these mock elections. And I personally am kind of surprised that they didn't put so much effort into this. Carrie Jackson, who is now a curriculum specialist, was a former teacher in Folsom Cordova Unified School District, and she pioneered the mock elections at Vista del Lago High School. And she said she had narratives of students coming back with an interest in politics and maybe careers in the political sphere.
I want to help Ms. Jackson create these posters, which is not part of the program. And those are certainly things that students would come back to me and be excited to share with me is, hey, guess what? I'm involved. I'm being civically active beyond voting. And it was really cool because what sparked that was doing the mock elections last year.
Yeah. I mean, so you heard from teachers. You also talked to young first time voters. What did they tell you?
So, yeah, a student, Sydney Yu, actually participated in these mock elections with Ms. Jackson from her freshman year of high school. So starting to become civically engaged at a very, very young age. And I think kids are very smart. They can start thinking like that at quite a young age, you know. So she told me that it really led her to pivot into learning more about specific issues and doing more advocacy. And now she's actually pursuing a degree in public policy. So though she is in LA, she's actually mailing in her ballot in Sacramento. And here's kind of how she's feeling.
I'm like voting by my mail-in ballot, which I have the hope. I feel like even though we might not necessarily be doing it in person, there will still kind of be a sense of like a call to action within my community, like my friends and the peers that I'm around, you know, that like we're all going to vote. We're all going to make sure we cast these ballots, even though for some of us, it's like it may not be. It may not feel close to home anymore because we're here at college, but I'm just hoping that it's something that, you know, like I not only think about for myself, but also getting the people around me excited about it and incentivized to do it as well.
Sydney brings up a really interesting point when talking about community. We don't think about like kind of the collective feeling of taking part in the electoral process. So when it comes to first time voters and younger adults, what do they want? And how important really is in-person voting, feeling other people next to you compared to, you know, mailing in your ballot?
Right. I think like Sydney Yu kind of tells us as a first time voter, maybe she's at college, but she's still engaged in the elections happening in this region. The feeling of that cultural component being lost it's real. And then there's the intersection of race, right? Casting a ballot is monumental for people of color. And I was talking a little bit to Betty Williams, the president of the NAACP of Greater Sacramento, about how this can actually be a historic moment for the Black community. And she says that the loss of cultural atmosphere on election day can play a role in civic engagement, right? It can play a role in how you continuously participate. She was mentioning when she was running for city council in 2008, there were a number of African-American candidates. And as a result, you know, she was saying we ended up seeing our first Black mayor and we had 4 Black council members. So if you look from then back to now, we only have 1 Black council member. So she's actually witnessing the decrease in engagement of young, diverse voters.
Yeah, the ripple effects of representation. When focusing on younger voters and representation, who typically shows up?
So we're looking at 2 demographics of voting blocks, first-time voters and communities of color, which both benefit from voter outreach. The PPIC released survey results in 2020 indicating that in California, Latin, Asian Americans, and African Americans were less likely to vote in comparison to their white peers, and young Black voters were the least likely to vote. Eric McGee from the PPIC also mentioned that the young voter bloc is the most diverse. So, you know, you start to see that their issues need to be more reflective of the population. The candidates need to be more reflective of the population. And an area where the community is more involved, there's more representation. Minority communities are more likely to vote. And Eric has predictions for Sacramento County. And even though they don't have specific data, they can kind of indicate what the trends might be for this election.
If you live in a neighborhood that is It includes more people of the same race or ethnicity that you are. You're more likely to vote than if you live in a neighborhood where you are a more substantial minority. So there is that kind of larger impact of the community that you're in. And so Sacramento County is one of the more diverse counties in the state. And so you might expect that perhaps Black or Latino voters in, especially Black voters in Sacramento County, might be more likely to turn out.
All right. So we've been focusing a great deal on taking a hard look at, you know, at research and data and looking at the why. But there is a lot of work being done, learning from your reporting, on the front end, you know, like mobilizing young voters, especially young voters of color. What kind of outreach is being done in Sacramento County?
So advocates point to youth-led movements like the one that where, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, was elected in 2018 as the youngest woman in Congress. And in 2020, when Stacey Abrams similarly garnered Georgia's untapped voters of color to show up for the general election. So there has been this mobilization of youth voters, of voters of color. I spoke to the co-founder and executive director of Black Votes Matter Fund, which is a national organization, Cliff Albright. He says that targeted outreach and education on ballot initiatives increases young voter turnout. Albright's organization focuses its efforts on the intersection of race and civic engagement.
And when people ask me what we do, I often say, well, how much time do you have? Because what we know is that we've not gotten in this situation that we're in, this situation of voter suppression, of white supremacy, of economic injustices. We've not gotten in this situation overnight, nor have we gotten through it through just one mechanism. There's a variety of strategies and tactics that have been used against us. And so for us to come out of it, for us to build power, we've got to use a variety of strategies and tactics. And we've got to do so not just for 2 weeks before November 8th. We've got to do that all throughout the year. We call it the 365 work.
So Albright's organization rallies first-time voters at high schools, enables college students to push for change at the local level, and supports ballot initiatives that impact young students of color. They have partnered with the African Methodist Episcopal Church, which has locations in California, to increase voter participation. However, Black Votes Matter directed most of its energy to GOP-heavy states like Tennessee and Texas. So we go more locally. NAACP of Greater Sacramento has been going to colleges and churches to get Black people of Sacramento registered, and even held a voter engagement event the weekend before the election at the Black Expo. They dedicated voter education to populations that are sometimes underserved, like unhoused people and ex-felons.
Yeah, Shrishti, these are a lot of conversations. From all that you've had, what's your big takeaway about the long-term consequences of not reaching eligible voters?
Yeah, there needs to be some sustained engagement. Betty Williams from the NAACP says that there hasn't been a collective effort by organizations to increase Black voter engagement, and it's been difficult to get people to the polls.
A lot of those things that affect us now happened in the midterm elections. And so we need to educate our folks, especially my Black community, that they place things on midterm election ballots that know that you won't come out. And so that they would get passed. If you're going to not show up to vote, whether it's a primary election or a midterm election, then you are saying that it's okay for them to do whatever they do to you. That's what you're saying. And so know that they're going to hide the diamond in these elections, not in the major one.
Right. She's, you know, it feels kind of like a parent talking to their child. I mean, she's like, you need to go out and vote. And I think engaging the young voters of color, there needs to be consistent outreach and education. And we need to not deprioritize these voters in midterm elections because there can be lasting implications.
Yeah. And another big takeaway is there's still time. There's still time to vote for this midterm. And you can even register same day for conditional voting as well. So there is still time for the November 8th midterm. Thanks, Shrishti.
Thank you, Vicky.
That is CAP Radio's Shrishti Prabha discussing the outreach and the challenges with mobilizing first-time and younger voters. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.